Hi, this is Paloma.
And this is Rachel.
And this is Good Girls Don't.
And welcome to another episode.
Yay!
So we're just hanging out tonight, thinking about the summer.
Thank goodness.
I know. I mean, I love winter, but I like summer for a brief period of time before it gets too crazy hot.
Yeah.
And I like summer because it is the time when you kind of start thinking about vacation. I mean, it's traditional time of summer.
It's just fun. I mean, there's something special about it because when you're a kid, that was your time off from school.
Yeah, and your family would take you on a vacation, you know, sometimes, occasionally.
Oh,
maybe.
They did?
Like once or twice.
Yeah. But it was a fun time.
Yeah. So we just sort of have vacation on the brain tonight.
Yeah,
which
you get
is
to go swimming, go to the beach, all those things.
The beach, all the things, yeah.
Yeah.
Have people wait on you.
Yeah. But you and I both have traveled to many places.
Yeah.
Together and apart.
Yes.
I went to Southeast Asia. Actually, I went when the tsunami happened. I was in...
Oh, I don't know if I knew you were there then.
Oh, you didn't? Oh, so I was in Thailand, and then I went to Cambodia. The day I got to Cambodia is when the tsunami happened.
Okay.
And actually, it was weird, as I was at Angkor Wat, the ruins, and I was climbing up this big stone thing, and I went, oh, that felt like an earthquake. How weird.
Wow.
And then we got back to our hotel room. I was like, oh. And actually, at that time, we didn't even know how bad it was. We're just like, oh, that doesn't look good.
That was weird.
And then I wrote my whole family. I'm like, hey, there was an earthquake here. Don't worry.
I'm fine.
Well, and then like, after I learned, and they're like, oh my God, thanks for writing.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
But so while I was there, though, it was really when I was in Bangkok, because you're supposed to bargain with people there, which looking back, that's actually kind of terrible. It's like you're bargaining for pennies and
isn't it like part of the culture? Like
it
they expect
is.
That you bargain?
I know, it is, but it still feels kind of dirty. But so anyway, I got into this bargaining war with this guy and it got to the point where he wanted 150 baht and I said 140 baht. He said, it's only 10 baht more. And I said, it's only 10 baht less.
What were you bargaining over?
My Hello Kitty cigarette. Or the I use as my wallet.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but I was like, it's 10 baht less. And he said, okay. Like, I got him. It was my proudest moment.
Wow. That is a really good.
Yeah. And 10 baht is like, what? Barely a penny.
Wow. So that must make that Hello Kitty wallet. Oh, yeah. Like, even you're like.
Very meaningful.
Yeah. I'm proud of you, actually.
Yeah. It was fun.
I don't think I've ever had a moment like that traveling, like, bargain-wise. I have had more, like, I've gone, like, on road trips and stuff by myself or with girlfriends and had experiences that are, like, in retrospect, maybe a little weird and scary.
Yeah. Anything in your 20s was probably scary.
I think probably everything I did in my 20s, looking back, it was like, okay, maybe that wasn't a good idea. But like, so I had a friend that she wanted to go home to Chicago one summer, and she was from Chicago and she wanted to go home. And she asked me to kind of spur of the moment, like, take this road trip with her. So I managed to get off from work, like, almost with no turnaround time. And we drove out there, and we did that thing where you very foolishly, like, kind of drive all day and all night.
Oh, good
and
idea.
And, like, the first night, I think we left California, and we didn't leave from Sacramento. We left from someplace up in the foothills, but we left California probably at 11 or something in the morning and ended up not stopping until, like, other than to get gas, until we got to Utah at about 2 in the morning.
Oh, God.
And we found this campsite.
Oh, my God. This is getting even better.
And the campsite's closed. I mean, like, there's no attendant there. You're supposed to pay, but there's nobody there to pay.
Is it an honor system?
I honestly don't know. All I remember, so this, what I remember is shortly before we found it, we really had to pee. So we pull off, we're on this road, it's like a mountain road, and we pull off to the side of the road, and we, like, it's pitch black, and we pee by the side of the road, and all of a sudden, as we're, like, getting, you know, pulling our pants up and going back to the car, this creature goes running by.
No. Is it chupacabra?
I'm pretty sure it was a chupacabra because both of us, we're like, that was not something that we've ever seen before. So maybe we were delirious with, like, exhaustion, but we both, like, ran back to the car and then we you know, I think I was driving. It was my old Toyota Tercel that I called Bucky.
I had a Toyota Tercel,
really?
Too. We've never had this dog.
Mine was green. What color was yours?
Blue.
Okay.
But I think it was, mine was painted.
Oh.
So
okay.
Probably was that minty.
Yeah.
Renee had a minty green.
Okay,
Tercel.
So mine was the minty green one, and
Renee
I called it Buffy.
Aww.
And anyway, so we very shortly after was like, we need to find a place to stay the night. It's 2 o'clock in the morning. We're exhausted. So we get to this campsite. There's nobody there. We just end up pulling into the campsite and just parking the car and sleeping in our car, pushed the seats back and slept, I think, until 6 a.m. when the sun finally came up, and then ended up leaving. We didn't get busted or anything, but it was probably, so it's probably not the smartest thing to do. So the next night we kept driving. I don't even know how many hours we drove. We ended up in, I think, Wyoming, and there was a campsite that my friend wanted to stay at. So
particular campsite?
She knew of this campsite. Oh, okay. She had made the drive before, I think. I don't know. We just ended up at this campsite. It was actually a really cool looking place out in the middle of nowhere. And we get there and we pay to camp. And it's actually still kind of light outside.
And there's no chupacabra.
And there's no chupacabra that I'm aware of. Okay. And my friend sets up the tent while I just sit there and watch.
Good job, Rachel.
Right. But this campsite, we realized that there were tons of bikers there. So it turned out we were there during the time of the Sturgis rally. And I remember that one point this campsite had showers. And so we went into the bathroom and I think we both showered, and then we were just sort of cleaning up. And this woman came up and she was probably in her 50s or something. She's really weathered.
She's actually probably 30.
She's probably 25, actually. Yeah. She was younger than us. So she comes up and she's like, "Where are you girls from?"
Oh, God. I'm uncomfortable.
Yeah. "We're from Sacramento." And she's like, "Are you out here alone?"
Oh.
Well, we're together, and she's like, "You girls need to be careful there."
Was that the chupacabra?
Yeah, right. And it was just the weirdest, creepiest, she was basically like, "You girls are being unsafe you need to be careful. And there's a lot of men out there who will attack you." And I'm like, at this campsite? And it was really, I don't think either of us slept that well that night. The next day when we left, we ended up getting caught in the Sturgis procession of motorcycles, which is really weird because you're just stuck. It's like being surrounded by a swarm of hornets or something.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it was bizarre. We were driving through this cornfield area out in the middle of nowhere, and all these motorcycles just surround us, and it's so loud and you can't go very far.
Yes.
And you're just sort of okay.
Well, and you're scared to do anything
and you're scared
wrong.
Right. I'm like, "Whatever you want to do, whatever you want. Okay, I'm just going to just keep creeping along here."
Well, so what's funny is when I was, 12, my grandfather and my mother and I all went on a trip to Nebraska in his RV. And we made it a big trip where we went through North Dakota, South Dakota, and we went through Wyoming.
Yeah.
And we were there during Sturgis, too.
Wow.
And so it was just funny because it's the three people who shouldn't travel together, by the way. Yeah. My grandfather and my mother they weren't good travel
partners.
I can only
imagine, yeah.
And, I was 12, but still, they probably both irritated the crap out of me. I'm not saying, not probably, they did.
Yeah, I'm sure they did.
But yeah, it was interesting seeing all the Sturgis people and being 12. And
right, and just being kind of.
I remember one time we were outside of Yellowstone and for some reason, we didn't get somewhere early enough or we didn't have a campsite. And so we'd parked the RV on the side of the road and we heard something late at night. And my grandfather apparently had brought a gun.
Oh.
He called it Henry Luger. He bust out Henry Luger and it was like an elk.
Oh, he didn't shoot the elk, did he?
But then a police officer came and made us leave later.
Why did he make you leave?
Because we were illegally camping.
Oh, okay.
But anyway.
Not because your grandfather was waving around a gun at an elk?
Yeah, no. Okay. Not that time. But yeah, Sturgis is a big deal.
It's a big deal and it's a really weird thing to get caught up in.
Yeah.
And just be surrounded by these people just on these loud, loud motorcycles, big burly guys and women, just these
big burly women.
Big burly women. And
but it's interesting because, hearing about Sturgis now, had I never experienced that, I wouldn't probably think twice about
it.
I wouldn't be very interested in it.
Yeah.
But knowing what it was about, it's a big deal.
It's a huge deal. I mean, there are thousands of people. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I just still remember that woman basically telling us to be careful.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
it kind of sounds like you needed to worry about her.
I know, right? It's like, from who? Who am I in danger here with?
So, speaking of burly women, you and
wait,
I...
what?
You and I, we take... Not you and I. Yeah. With our husbands, we went to Mexico.
Yes.
And we were having a great time at our... I guess it was a resort.
It was
a resort,
yeah.
Resort, because it sounds so asshole-ish, but but we were at a resort.
We were probably being assholes.
We probably were.
Okay.
And so it was like 11 o'clock in the morning, and it was time for a beer drinking contest.
As it always is.
And I think, I know I was before you.
Yes.
And in my beer drinking contest, even though I drink it faster, I spit up a little bit, so I was disqualified.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So I got disqualified. Bobby went. He didn't win. He tried.
I just remember, did you make it through one round or two rounds?
I only made it through one.
Okay.
Bobby only made it through one.
I made it through one round.
Yeah, we'll get to you. Okay. Because your husband made it. Well, wait, we'll get to your husband.
Yes. I made it through one round where I beat the person against. And then when I got to my second round.
Because it was like 11:30 a.m.
Yeah.
You got to your second round. It's my favorite thing ever. Rachel gets there and she's hovering over her cup like she's just going to devour
this.
I'm
just going
to
slam that beer.
Beer is gone. And the other guy, he's just like, oh yeah. And then all of a sudden, he just downs his beer and Rachel daintily picks up her cup. Sips her beer.
I just started sipping it.
It was so funny. And then your husband.
Yeah.
So he'd gone through every round and it was the finals. And
yes.
Corey against some big beer drinker.
Oh my God.
And Rachel is cheering
him. I'm like, yes, my husband's winning the beer drinking contest.
And so then he wins the beer drinking contest and he wins a 6-pack of Tecate.
Yeah.
And then he comes back, we congratulate him, and then it sets in that it's like not even noon yet.
And my husband is like, shit face.
And so then Rachel's joy turns to anger.
It did. It was just like a Lifetime movie where the after effects of like winning the Olympics and then like all the drama that happens afterward in the real world when the reality sets in and what your life will really be like.
But it was so funny. You're all
the cheers stopped.
And then it was when Rachel realized it was noon and she had a drunk husband to deal with that
who had
so
not drunk husband who was holding a 6-pack of Tecate.
Yeah. And had no plans of stopping.
Right. I was like, oh my God.
That was pretty fun.
But I was an enabler in that situation.
But really, he won a beer drinking
contest.
He
did. I am proud of him.
He didn't get a medal.
No.
But he got a memory.
I think everybody there remembered his championship guzzling.
Sure they still talk about it, yeah. I'm sure.
That was a pretty awesome trip that we took.
That was amazing.
I remember we did a little bit of exploring and we did a lot of just kind of laying around the pool. Mm-hmm. But one of my favorite things from that trip was we had gone to dinner. I think we went to dinner, like we took a bus into somewhere and then...
Oh, we went to Cabo Wabo.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. I almost forgot about that. So we went to...
Wait, tell about Cabo Wabo. How we went into the one side. We're like, this place is lame.
Oh my God. So I don't know. We decide we want to go to Cabo Wabo and we find like what we think is the entrance and we go in and we sit down to have dinner and it's like this kind of formal sit down dinner. Everything's mm-hmm. really expensive. And there's not a lot of people there.
There's not a lot of people. It's super boring.
It's super boring and quiet. We're like, this is Cabo Wabo? And so we eat this meal, pay for it, we leave, we go back out the way that we came, and we go around the corner, and then we find the real entrance to the real Cabo Wabo.
With, like, music coming out.
Yeah. And $2 tacos. And
like we're the real party.
Is,
yeah,
the band
live
is
music.
Playing. And,
yeah, and yeah. We ended up having like this amazing time, but it was so funny because like we're like, this is Cabo Wabo.
Yeah, ooh. It was like I still don't understand what that other part of that place was supposed to be.
I think that's where the old people go.
We weren't okay. It was just
I wasn't even old then.
No, it was just weird. It was so weird.
Well, so the beautiful thing.
So then we come back to the resort. And we decide to walk down to the beach. I think we put our stuff away in our rooms. We decide to walk down to the beach, and we go. And I think we laid down on, because the resort had a private beach, as asshole resorts do.
Yes, yes.
And we go and we lay down on the beach, and like all of a sudden, one of us sees a shooting star, and it's like, oh my God, a shooting star! That's amazing. And it's like a couple minutes later, oh my God, there's another shooting star, and. Like over the course of, I think we laid out there for like,
yeah,
I don't know how long, a long time. All of a sudden, we're just like shooting star after shooting star.
And we realize it's a meteor shower.
It's a meteor shower. And it was the most amazing, beautiful thing because it's like the four of us just laying on this beach.
Yeah, it's like almost midnight on the beach. Nobody around.
That we're drinking beer, you know, just very chill. It was gorgeous. The sky's being lit up by these stars. And later we did some research and we found out it's this like meteor shower that happens every year in December, which is when we were there. And
it was magic.
It was magic. It's still one of my favorite like travel memories.
Actually, when I think about that memory, like when I actually think about it, I just get this like feeling over my body where I was like, ah.
It was so beautiful.
It was. But my favorite part is because Bobby and I weren't yet engaged. We were just having this like magical moment. Like, oh.
So beautiful.
Bobby, is there something you want to ask me?
What did he say?
Oh, we all laughed. But it was
He's
pretty.
He's like, nice try.
Yeah.
Nice try right out.
Well, what's funny is because we'd already decided that we were going to get married. Mm. And so I was waiting for him to ask me.
Like, this would be a really good time like, if you were just trying to.
Come on. Like, it doesn't get better than this. But anyway.
That was a special trip. Even if he did not choose that particular moment.
Exactly.
A couple years later, we all went to Hawaii together.
Yeah. Which is funny because I think that was the most. That trip, I can't even think of like a high or a low.
It was just a super chill trip.
Yeah.
Like no crazy moments, no drama, just pools and...
And beach.
It was gorgeous.
Driving in a Jeep. Actually, there was a little drama. The road to Hana was kind of scary, to be honest.
Oh, the road to Hana is like really... It's beautiful, but it's super curvy and there's places like where it's not paved. And
hey, that sounds like me.
What? Ba-dum-bump. It's really desolate though. Like you're like sometimes you're the only person out there.
Didn't we say that we were on Mars at one point?
No, remember because we were using somebody's truck that you guys know.
Yes.
Like, for that we rented a Jeep and the guy that we rented the Jeep from was like, it's like another planet. It's like Mars.
What's funny is I think we made so much fun of him and then we got there. We're like, it's kind of like Mars.
It's kind of like Mars. That guy was not, not as dumb as he seemed.
That's right.
Yeah.
He maybe smoked a couple, but.
I think he smoked several.
Yeah. I meant a couple like right before he talked to us. that trip to Hawaii was awesome. And the reason why, so actually, we stayed in nice places both times.
Yes.
Other trips where I've been in charge of finding our accommodations.
Paloma has been the travel coordinator.
Yeah. It's not my specialty, apparently. We would show up. We went to Yosemite. Was Yosemite or Bernie first?
Well, okay. I'm remembering the Yosemite trip, which was a fun trip.
It's such a fun trip.
Yeah.
But I picked out the room. And I think it's because I picked the cheapest room. And so we get there and it's just like the most oddly designed room.
Well, it's like an old motel. It's like one of those old...
But it had a weird design anyway.
It had a weird design, and it's one of those old motels that you're like, oh, this is the kind of old motel where all the murders happen. Yes.
Oh, we might get killed.
There's going to be a serial killer with an axe.
Do you remember, like, the shower even was positioned wrong and, like, not set up? Or, like, they put the shower in later, and it just, like, nothing made sense.
And, the furniture in the bedrooms were just weird, and the doors were... the walls were, like, paper thin.
Yes.
Was that the trip, or was that the... Bernie trip where
Bernie
you guys
trip.
Okay That's so where we got so the let's pants. Go to let's
you
talk
heard
about,
the Bernie you heard that
the pants
you heard what happened
well I heard the pants discussion
okay but you didn't hear
I don't
the
know.
Fun
I don't know what I heard or didn't hear
okay well anyway so well, but actually Yosemite trip before we leave you found some weird game like a what was it it's like if, what was that
I
game
think
even?
We were playing apples to apples or something
no we had this game that you pass around because remember we had to go borrow a screwdriver to open the batteries
that's
in?
Right I don't remember what that game was but at first we couldn't play it and we were trying to find batteries and then we couldn't open it
well the thing was
and
you
we
had
were
to
desperate because
say...
I don't think we had any TV and,
no,
we
had
and we're I mean we're people who need our entertainment. We can't.
I think we're
not
had no booze. Like
or
I think, yeah, it was either this game or death.
Yeah. So we're like, I still forgot about that. Trying to open the
it was
game.
Like, I think the question was name a brand name, and Rachel just blurts out Cheerios
out of nowhere.
And
isn't that the first thing you
all
think
of?
Of
us were so stunned. Like what? Cheerios?
Isn't that the first thing you think of when somebody says yell a brand name?
Not.
Yeah. Well, okay. Brain does not work like my brain works. Apparently your brain works and mine does not.
Yes. But and then the Bernie trip. So Bernie is I grew up 40 miles east of Reading.
Yeah.
And up further the mountain, there's a little town called Bernie. And it's kind of like just a weird, weird mountain town.
And we were going up there because we were all visiting your family.
Yeah,
right?
We were
going
to go play in the snow. And so I rented this hotel room so that I didn't burden my mother with, four house guests.
Yes.
But Bernie doesn't. So actually, in my defense, Bernie doesn't have a lot of hotels.
You didn't have a lot of choices.
Yeah. I didn't even pick the cheapest one.
Yeah.
I picked one. But we got there late and it was just, but like they had
didn't we have to ask them to turn on the heat for us?
Yeah. She told me to call an hour before we were going to get there so she could turn on the heat in our room. But yeah, that room was, so anyway, we went to Target and Bobby and I bought some we bought coats and we bought shiny leggings.
Were those leggings?
They were like these. We still have them.
Oh my God.
Bobby had silver leggings and I had like wet, they were like wet black ones.
So all I remember from that is we had adjoining motel rooms and Corey and I are in our room and you guys are in your room and we hear you guys trying on the pants. The walls are just paper thin and you're laughing God. And you're like joking around and we're just like trying to picture this. Like, I think Corey was like, we should make him come over here. We should just go over here. We should go like knock on the door.
We still have them. I'll put on my pants. Well, actually, I don't know if those pants fit anymore.
Oh my God.
Post baby. Those aren't post baby friendly pants.
That was entertaining. I have to say this. I don't want to get mushy or anything. Aww. But the fact that the four of us have gone on however many trips that we've been on together and we're still good friends. We've gone on a lot of like, we've had the Hawaii and Mexico. We've done a lot of like little weekend trips and we travel really well together.
We absolutely. Well, I think it's because we're very open about how grouchy we all get.
Exactly. Like we've had the hangry talk and like, you know, when somebody's being irritable or cranky, like we're pretty open about it. Yeah. So it's sort of like, yeah, there's just like a good vibe because we feel comfortable enough with each other to kind of bicker with each other.
I know.
But also have a good time.
It's funny because I really don't, when I think about you guys, I don't think about bickering, but actually we honestly bicker a lot.
We bicker all the time. Oh my God, are you kidding me? So we're bickering like, right now.
But I would never tell anybody like, oh yeah, Kurt and Rachel are friends. We bicker all the time. Yeah.
We just argue the whole time.
But it wouldn't even be a thought. I'm like, no, we have the best time.
We just, because we're comfortable with each other. But it's like, I think more than that, it's like we both kind of we all go at the same pace vacation wise, like in terms of like what we want to do. Absolutely. And how much we want to do. And
I never feel like I have to talk you guys into anything.
Right. Or talk us out of something. Exactly. It's like we're all sort of, if it's time to chill, then we're ready to chill.
So, you know, on our honeymoon, Bobby and I went to Puerto Vallarta and my favorite day was, we went to the pool that was there and I drank a lot. Bobby drank a lot.
Really?
And we made all these friends with these people in the pool. Sorry, I don't know why this even popped into my mind. I'm sorry. It came to me.
No, please continue.
So anyway, I'm drunk in the pool talking to the lady folk. Bobby goes with the men folk out into the ocean. And so later I find out that while Bobby's out there in the ocean, he saw a fin.
Oh.
But he was so drunk he didn't care. He's like, that's how people die.
Wow. I'm glad you guys came back from
the
vacation.
But what's more amusing is, so I'm just getting hammered with these women who I would probably never in my life ever talk to normally in this pool, to having a time of it. So then we get out and we're going back to our room. Actually, and Bobby and I recall this story differently. So I'm going to tell you the way I recount it.
Okay, we can correct this later.
So we're walking back. Bobby and I have our arms around each other and I'm just like, and this woman walks by and I said hi to her because, you know, I say hi in
appropriate times. Yeah, you're a high sayer.
I say hi and she gave me a dirty look. And so I was like, oh.
Huh.
And I looked down and my boob's hanging out.
Oh.
And I'm like, oh, well, that's why. But the way Bobby remembers it is that he saw my boob first.
But she still saw it. And she was still mad.
No matter what, this woman did not like seeing
my
boob.
I thought his version was going to be like that you pulled your boob out or something.
No. It was who noticed the boob out first.
Okay.
But it's so funny to me because I just was like, that lady is a bitch.
Well, you know what? If she has a problem with your boob, she probably was.
But why was my boob hanging out?
That's a question for the ages.
Because it wasn't even one of those times that like I meant for it to. Like, I didn't do that on purpose.
Because it's just such a natural thing.
I know.
It was your honeymoon.
It just jumps out.
Free the boob. You were on vacation. Your boob was on vacation.
That turned out to be the worst time ever. Bobby got this, like, horrible fever.
Didn't you guys come home
early?
We came
home. We paid $150 to come home early. He broke his toe.
That's right.
He got this fever. He was all sick. And Puerto Vallarta is gross. It was like, I felt very unsafe there.
I've never been there.
Do you remember? So when we traveled in Cabo, I remember feeling very comfortable.
Yeah.
We took public transit. Mm-hmm. People were nice. In Puerto Vallarta, I was like, can we just not leave our room?
Mm.
Like, it was scary. And the beaches were gross.
Did you guys stay at a resort?
Yeah, we actually stayed at like an all-inclusive kind of thing.
Okay.
And my favorite part was one time I ordered a beer and he said, oh, it's not cold. Do you want some ice? And so I said, sure. And I was like, beer with ice. That's actually not bad. I would do this again.
Beer with ice is really good. It's one of my favorite summer things.
I'm learning something new about you, Rachel.
Beer with ice with a little bit of lemon. The Sacramento treat, as they call it.
I had no idea that you went on that long trip with kind of with a girl. Spur of the moment. Sorry, that was some bad backtracking.
No, it was one of those kind of life-changing moments because she was in the middle of breaking up with her boyfriend.
Oh, that's the time.
And I was actually still going out with this person and that she was friends with. And this is really roundabout, but so
this sounds very 20s.
It was very 20s. This was very, you know, very, if I had been, you know, if it was now, I'd be very millennial about it. But so, you know, this is before social media and everything, but we had started our trip. We drove up to his dad's cabin, which was up in the foothills, or like up in like way past the foothills, way out in like, I don't even know where it was, but way out there. It was like 2 hours from Sacramento. And while we were there, I somehow found in a roundabout way that he was cheating on me.
Oh, what?
Yeah. And the details are a little cloudy. Like if I go back and look at my journal, I could figure it out, but he was cheating on me. And
how long?
Going out for very long. We'd only been going out a couple of months. But I found out that he was still seeing his ex-girlfriend. Oh, and so here's the thing. It was this weird convoluted thing where he was still seeing his ex-girlfriend. I had met him through my friend who I was taking the trip with. Somehow she tells me that he told her that he was still seeing the ex-girlfriend. So I found out he didn't tell me. She told me. So we end up leaving.
What a dumbass for telling her.
Right.
Though.
So, but then on the trip, it somehow comes out, and the trip like starts out with this whole thing where I'm like, I'm liberated, I'm free, I'm woman, hear me play songs, angry songs really loud and drive really fast.
Hear me, girl roar.
Yeah, exactly. But then I find out that she had dated him too, and she'd never told me.
Oh, no.
So that was weird. But, you know, hoes before bros or whatever. Yeah, so, whatever. And here's the funny thing, of all my ex-boyfriends in the entire world, he's the only one I'm still friends with though.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because we ended up having this long conversation when I got back to, well, I sent him a postcard from Reno breaking up with him because he didn't.
Oh, hey, now that is a story.
He did not know that I knew when we left. I knew when we left. But
breaking up from Reno is that's kind of a new low, actually. Like, that guy's got to feel bad.
Yeah. So I bought this postcard at a gas station in Reno.
Oh my God, this is getting
breaking
worse.
Up with him. Popped it in the mail, and then we didn't talk again until I got back to Sacramento.
Oh my God. Rachel, that's the best story I think you have.
So, actually, he apologized. We ended up staying really good friends. But it was one of those trips where you're like, I was in my mid-20s. It was life-changing. You go and you just are on the open road, and you're like, I can do anything. My heart's breaking, but I am just going to... There was a lot of stuff that happened on that trip.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, they're more for future podcasts.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah. I want to know.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Well, I'll tell you about the Wonder Woman outfit later.
Oh. Yeah. It sounds like some leggings.
No.
But, oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I guess that's all we got.
Yeah, that's our vacation stories. Part one, I think.
Yeah, I know.
Part
it sounds like we have more to say.
Yeah, because vacations are awesome.
Well, actually, yeah.
Kind of. Sometimes they're awful.
Yeah. Well, there are awful parts.
But you know what? Even the awful vacations end up being things that you talk about. And like, even the awful ones end up being good memories sometimes.
To be honest, I think that the RV trip with my grandfather and mother was probably technically an awful trip.
Yeah.
However... it's some of my fondest memory. Oh, wait, I do have one more story.
Okay.
Sorry.
Yeah, no.
I have to. We went to Old Faithful.
Oh.
And my mother and grandpa and I were all sitting on this log watching it. Watching, because that's how it goes.
Do-do-do.
All of a sudden, we look up, and there's this man who'd been traveling all day. So his very short green shorts had kind of crumpled up.
Oh.
And his balls were exposed.
Oh.
And so we all are looking at each other.
Old Faithful.
But of course, I love it because my grandpa, I miss my grandpa. He's no longer with us. And he's probably one of my favorite people on this planet. But he's also probably the person with the worst social skills on this planet. But I remember him looking up and just turning my mom in and going, kind of like George W.
That's awesome.
Just the funniest thing. But yeah, I know that guy had just been in his car all day, or RV, driving his whole family.
You know, and his balls need a little fresh air.
First, why wasn't he wearing underwear, though?
Oh, that's...
We took a picture.
Maybe he was traveling alone and this was his freedom.
No, he was with his family. We saw.
Huh.
Yeah. Unless he kidnapped him. I don't know.
I do not have an answer for this, and now I'm scared, and, and you know.
Maybe we should have reported that.
I think, okay. So on that note.
All right. Well, thank you for listening.
Yeah, thanks for listening. Good Girls Don't was produced by Paloma Jordan and Rachel LeBrock.
We're such good producers.
We are. It was engineered by Paloma Jordan and edited by Bobby Jordan.
Aw.
Child care services provided by Bobby Jordan. Drink services, snacks, and other helpful things provided by Corey
and
Vick.
Other helpful nagging.
No comment.
Provided by Corey Vick.
All right. Good night. You.